Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Tailgate.
It's time for the tailgate.
Toss me a cold one. Nothing better than a 7 a.m. beer and an unbrushed mouth.
Your official weekend destination for all things football.
You are looking live.
The granddaddy
of them all.
NCAA.
Travis Hunter circles around down the sideline. There he goes. The most dynamic player in college football. Touchdown, Colorado.
The NFL.
Williams, pressure coming. He felt it. Looked, saw it. Evaded it. Still on the move. Looking around. Williams is going to take off for the end zone.
It's like it's its own playground.
And now, it's time to kick off the tailgate with your host, Paul Pabst.
You ready, champ?
I'm ready for this my whole life.
On Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to a special playoff edition of the tailgate, a.k.a. the Packers Bears pregame show. Playoff football tonight. I am Paul Pabst, 670 The Score. We do the tailgate college and pro football 7 a.m. on Saturday mornings. You know it. You love that show. But this is a special Bears-Packers wildcard weekend pregame show. What an absolute huge night we have ahead of us. Are you nervous? Are you anxious? Are you spending all day running around the house doing things to just get ready for the game or kill time before the game? Because that's what I've been doing. And everyone I know has been texting me like, can we get this going already? But we are 5 hours away from kickoff at Soldier Field for a home playoff game, the first of the Ben Johnson era. And this in no way feels like a normal playoff game. It really is like two games. Adam Studzinski here with me producing today, Studs. It's like it's a playoff game. You made the playoffs. You want to advance. You want to stay alive as long as you can, extend the season, et cetera, like a normal playoff game. And then it's the Packers. And playing the Packers in the playoffs happens once 100 years, twice 100 years, actually. And a win would extend this wild season, be an absolute bonus of an ending to get to further in the playoffs. You know, you don't start thinking Super Bowl yet. You just want to get past tonight. But the bonus tonight is winning and ending the season, the Green Bay Packers and their fans, which is really like a double. And then there's a flip side, which I don't even want to think about. The idea of the season does end tonight, but we're going to keep it positive for now. I'm going to take a look out my left side here. We're at the Score downtown, 670 The Score. And it's actually kind of sunny out. The weather broke. It was sleeting when I came in here. I don't know what it's going to be at game time. I'm checking Pauly Doppler 3000, and I got 33 degrees at kickoff and a chance of wintry mix or snow. I actually like that. We're going to talk about the weather in a little bit, but we are leading up to the pregame show with Mully, Patrick Manley, Olin Krutz. They'll join us in about 2 hours for the pregame show, but we are all Packers, all Bears for the next 2 hours. And we have a lot coming up on the show today. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Chicago Bears defensive back, number 39, Josh Blackwell. Now, I know he's not a household name, but if you're a Bear fan, you know exactly who he is. He has had a huge season on special teams for the Bears. He had the game-winning field goal block in week 4 to beat the Raiders. Beat the Raiders. That game was a loss. And then, of course, he had the huge onside kick recovery in week 16 against Green Bay to send that game to overtime and then the win, the DJ Moore catch. One of the biggest plays of the year, two of the biggest plays of the year, were done by Josh Blackwell, number 39. He'll join us in 15 minutes. Also, and this is a big treat, just over an hour from now, we'll be joined by Chicago Bears Super Bowl winning quarterback Jim McMahon. He doesn't do a lot of these. He's in Arizona gearing up for tonight's game. He told me that means playing golf all day. But we're going to talk to Jimmy Mack about the Packers rivalry. He knows he's got the scars all over to prove it. Tonight's game, Caleb's season. And he has some thoughts on Ben Johnson's motivational that he wants to get into. That's going to be a lot of fun. Very cool of Jimmy Mack coming back on the show. All right, 6-7 to score. I'm Paul Papps. This is the tailgate. Let's set the scene. Packers at Bears. Kickoff should be around 7:12 local time. They started at 7, around 7:12. It depends on the earlier game. If Rams-Panthers goes a little late, they'll cheat it back a little bit. 32 degrees and clear at kickoff. The wind is what's really going to be interesting. If you remember that Week 16 game, Packers-Bears, it was the wind that was causing the issues. Not, you know, it was swirling. It was an unbelievable scene, the swirling winds. And you can't see that stuff on TV. You got to get the Tom Brady kind of walked us through it. He went through it pregame. And I think if I'm a Bear fan, I want wind. I want weather. I want something to battle through. I have a belief that Caleb Williams has the bigger, stronger arm and the ability to get through things like weather. I think Jordan Love is a good quarterback. I'm not sure he's a great quarterback. I don't think he's got the biggest arm of all time. When he sits back in the pocket, though, he could pick some people apart, as we've seen before. Game time, you can watch the game, Amazon Prime, of course, Fox 32. Just read a story that'll, if you don't like the Packers and the Packers fans, 40% of people in the state of Wisconsin are going to have to find a way to get Amazon Prime before 7 o'clock tonight, or they're going to be SOL. The line has shifted a few times this week. The Bears, when this game opened up, were favored by 1.5. Now the Packers are favored by 1.5. And I just got to take a second here. Vegas' view on the Bears all season has been less than complimentary. I don't think that Vegas, and they're pretty objective. They don't have no dog in the fight. I've seen a number of games this year where they had the Bears as underdogs and gave people they thought they should have been the favorite. Vegas calls it like they see it. Let's get to the injury report because I think this is a big part of tonight's game, and it's a lack of injuries. The Packers, obviously Micah Parsons out for the season. Everyone knows that. One of their better players, Zach Tom, the offensive tackle, questionable. Malik Willis, the backup quarterback, who we saw a lot of in Week 16, he's got two different injuries, supposed to play, don't think there's going to be an issue. Dontavian Wicks, wide receiver, Javon Bullard, defensive back for the Green Bay Packers, banged up. Now, the Bears, C.J. Gardner-Johnson out, concussion. That's a toughie. That guy's a playmaker. He's good for two a game. Sometimes for the other team, he'll make one, but he's good for two really great plays a game. The good news offensively for the Bears, let's start defensively. Kyler Gordon is back. I was listening to Mark Grody yesterday on the score, and he was very vague on how many plays Kyler Gordon could play. But it's icing on the cake. If he can give you 20 plays and looks good, fantastic. DJ Moore, good to go. Roma Dunze, good to go. Ozzie Tropeo, good to go. Jahdae Walker, all good to go. He had an illness. That's all good news. And what really makes it good news for me is having all hands on deck, which at this time of the year, if you're not, you know, there's not an arrow through your knee, you're going to play. Offensively, Ben Johnson has everybody to use. Adunze Moore, Jahdae Walker even has built up a little time for himself. Luther Burden, who's really stepped up the past few weeks. I think rarely is there a good thing about having players injured. With Roma Dunze out, I think we learned a lot about Luther Burden, what kind of dominant player he can be. So now it's a full playbook for Ben Johnson. He doesn't have to go, well, I can't do that DJ Moore in the running game. I can't do that Roma Dunze jump pass, whatever it may be. So I want to think about this. If I told you a year ago, the Bears would host the Packers in the playoffs as NFC North champs. The Lions would not be in the playoffs. The Vikings wouldn't be close to the playoffs. They'd be like in kind of a free fall. The Bears would have a top five running game. That's one I might not have believed this time last year. The running game was a hindrance. No offense to Swift, but the offensive line was just not there. And a defense that led the NFL in takeaways. I know the defense has issues, but takeaways from week one to week 18, they've been doing it. This is a rapid turnaround. And if you're watching college football last night and you saw the Indiana Hoosiers open up an absolute can on the Oregon Ducks, and they've been doing it all through the playoffs, just going to take a second here. The Indiana Hoosiers have turned it around in 2 years. 2.5 years ago, they had 4 wins. Now they're the number one team in college football and 1 win away from the national title. They brought in Kurt Cignetti. They brought in a really good quarterback, Fernando Mendoza. And they are this close to having the Heisman, the best coach in college football, and the national title in a 2-year turnaround. It's not apples and oranges to what the Bears have done, but you draft Caleb Williams. You get rid of a coaching staff that was not helping him. They were hurting him. You bring in the number one coach you can bring in, Ben Johnson, say, here you go, man.
Here's $12 million plus dollars. It's your squad. Let's stay out of the way and let him do his thing. You get the right quarterback and you build around them. And you build your offensive line. We're going to talk more about that later. I'm going to get into a second about the national perception of the Bears versus the local perception. The stink of the loss to the Lions is gone. And like here, it's gone. But that was a really rough one last Sunday. It wasn't pretty, especially the defense. They could have won the game at the end and stole it after the Kevin Byard pick 2 minutes to go. I actually thought they were going to steal that game, get it to overtime. Luckily, the Eagles tanked it and the Commanders in the game versus Commanders, and they took the 3 seed, which the Eagles were fine with that. That leaves the Bears with the Packers for the third time in 6 weeks. Losing 2 games before the playoffs, as much as it was kind of a downer to end the season for Bears fans, it really doesn't matter. Once you kind of clean up that game and look at that Lions game and that 49ers game a few weeks ago, it doesn't matter. This is a new season. Look at the Miami Hurricanes, going back to college football for 1 second. The Miami Hurricanes slid into the college football playoffs. A lot of people, me included, said they shouldn't be in there. They were ranked behind Notre Dame. Notre Dame should have been in. A month later, the Miami Hurricanes are in the national title game. It doesn't matter how you make the postseason, you just got to make it. Go back 15 years ago, was it the 2011 New York Giants, Eli Manning? They lost 6 of 8. They squeaked into the playoffs with a 9-7 record. They end up winning 4 straight games and beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. National opinions don't matter. And I'm telling you, the national opinion of the Bears right now isn't great. They love the ratings. They love Caleb Williams. They love when Ben Johnson takes his shirt off. But I'm telling you, a lot of people nationally do not believe in the Bears tonight. I was watching ESPN the other day, and they were just killing the Bears defense, saying, you can't bank on takeaways every week. Well, have you been watching? Because they've been banking on takeaways every week, and it's been working to get you to that many wins. You know, takeaways clearly can't be your only strength, and they have a point. But it did get them to hosting a playoff game. And we're past the style points time of the year. In October, if we're going to lose a game, you're like, let's chop it up with Mullion Haw. Could they have won that by more, won that by less? It doesn't matter. If they win tonight 13-11, we're going to be happy as anything tomorrow morning. So this Bears style, while it's tenuous, it's also exciting. And it's also something you can believe in. You go in at halftime down, let's say you're down tonight 14-10. I would feel pretty good if I'm a Bears fan. 4 points, that's no big deal. Now, that's a dangerous life to live. It's a real dangerous life to live, but, you know, that's what you're going to get into. I also was wondering, as Bears fans, did you want the Packers at home to open these playoffs? Did you want the 49ers, who a couple weeks ago just really opened it up on the Bears? I'm all for getting the Packers thing over with right now. I wanted to get this, rip the Band-Aid, beat the Packers, take that storyline out of the playoffs, send them home and to a cold winter and not playing football. It's a special season. Let's have an all-time special playoff win. All right, 6-7 to score. I'm Paul Pabst. Adam Studzinski here with me. Jim McMahon will join us in an hour. Josh Blackwell, the Bears, will join us in 10 minutes. But the upside for the Bears tonight, I think, is they know what the Packers do. They run a lot of Josh Jacobs. They throw a lot of Josh Jacobs. Jordan Love is a drop-back passer. He has a bunch of nice receivers. They go across the middle. They throw deep. They do throw deep, more than 25 teams in the league. I think they're in the top 5 right now. The Packers don't have the most creative offense, but they have a very good offense. It's not full of surprises. So after playing them twice in the past 6 weeks, my guess is that Dennis Allen knows exactly what they're going to do, or at least believes what they're going to do. Stopping it is another issue. If you can't get to the quarterback and get the wide receivers from crossing across and getting to them, it doesn't really matter if you know what they're going to do. I will say the upside for the Bears is, or maybe a kind of an upside, I think there's a total upside for the Bears. The Packers don't know what the Bears offense is going to do. Will it be Swift or Manungai? Will it be DJ Moore or will it be Loveland and Burden? Will it be, who's going to even play at offensive line? It's an odd advantage for the Bears, but I think it is a big advantage because if you don't know who's going to get the ball from time to time, it makes it a little tougher. You play a team that has a focal point. Like if you play the Bengals, you know it's going to Ja'Marr Chase. You just know. You just take care of that guy. The Bears don't have a focal point player. I think there's some plays where 3rd and 8, I would look towards Loveland. He seems to be the go-to guy. But then you see what Luther Burden has done the past few months. Now, here it is, Studs. I'm going to get to this, and I'm going to need a minute here just to have a sip of water. I didn't even want to get into this because the downside of tonight's game. And I waited a few minutes to bring this up, but what if the unfathomable happens tonight? The Packers knock the Bears out of the playoff and bring this season to a screeching halt. You don't want to think that way. You don't want to believe that way. You don't want to even entertain that thought. But you have to look at it and say, like, okay, wins can be stolen. Things can happen. But many in the national media are jabbing the Bears for being less than threatening than their record. I say the opposite. I think they're more threatening than their record. And nobody really wants to face the Bears right now. But you have to go in positive. You have to go in feeling good. And you have to go in tonight with a game plan. We're going to get to that in a second. I do want to look back at the past two Bears-Packers play games. Not the playoff games, but the Week 14 game. Week 14, the loss in Green Bay, 28-21. Had a chance to win it. Caleb picked off in the end zone. Really close. Then you get to Week 16. We all know that game. One of the great games in Soldier Field history. 22-16, wild game. Love gets knocked out. Willis does a good job filling in. The Bears score 13. Josh Jacobs makes some plays late. But then you get it to overtime. And that just getting it to overtime was an unbelievable job by them. What we learned from those two games is you got to get quicker starts. If you don't get into that cycle, you don't want to get in that cycle of being down 13-3 and going uphill or having the other team had the ball way much longer than you guys. And that's the thing that's been happening in the past few weeks. So Ben Johnson's talked about that because a lot of people get into the Bears-Packers rivalry and it was pretty chippy. The Booker hit. They hit on DJ Moore by the Packers defensive back. But I think Ben Johnson's going to tell his troops, save those games for the regular season. Save the whatever little extra you want to give them for the regular season. And he talked about his team, penalties, and controlling their temper.
Because this is our third time through it, I think we'll be able to handle the emotions a lot better. You know, there were last time we played them, we ended up having a number of 15-yard fouls that hurt us, you know, hurt the team. And I think we'll learn from that, and I think we'll be better off for it. But it's natural to be excited about a game of this magnitude, and yet I told him yesterday it won't take long once that ball's kicked off for us all to understand. It's another football game. And that's where when I think the lights are the brightest and you got a little bit more pressure and high stakes like this, you focus on your fundamentals, you focus on your details and the little things, and that's really what we've been talking about all week.
I'm really hoping that the Bears players try to bait the Green Bay Packers players into penalties and look at it that way. Caleb Williams, it's also his first playoff game as a Bear. And if you said this game was going to happen last year, I said this guy may not be ready for this yet. But he now has a good number of starts underneath his belt. He's been in almost every situation this year down in the fourth quarter. And he talked about that because Ben Johnson said he was built for the playoffs. Here's Caleb's response.
I think I am built for these moments. Mentality-wise, I've worked. That's I've been in a bunch of big games before and a bunch of big rival games. And so, in those moments and in these moments, I think I can provide a spark for the team. I think I can, do whatever my team needs me to do, whether it's stay in the pocket, whether it's run, whether it's scramble, whether that's, whatever, hand the ball off 30 times and be energetic about it. Whatever it takes is where I'm at and where I'm going to be at for these next couple of weeks, hopefully.
We talk about this a lot on the Tailgate Show is that having a great quarterback is – there's different ways to look at it. If you look at a guy like Kirk Cousins, he's a really good quarterback, and he's been good before. Josh Allen's one of the best. Certain guys are really, really good. Drake May is unbelievable in Green Bay or in New England. But Caleb Williams is entering that category of fourth quarter star. And when he has the ball in the fourth quarter, I have a text chain with all my Bear buddies. And when he got the ball last week after the Byard interception, I think he had 2:15 and 3 timeouts to go. Like, yeah, no problem. Now, in this case, it didn't work out, but how often do you have that where you have a fourth quarter killer on your roster who you know could bring you back from the depths of this? And I don't think this moment is too big for him, not big in any way. The one thing the entire offense has to do, though, more urgency, early. Let's do something novel tonight and not wait for the second half. Depending on a comeback, it's risky. But on the other side, they're ready for it. They never feel out of it. It's a great trait of this quarterback and this team that the defense will have to step up. They have to get a few stops, a few short drives, not long drives that end up in field goals. And that works to a point if you can hold a team to a field goal. All right, coming up, tomorrow on the score. Tomorrow afternoon, we have the Wild Card Sunday triple header on the score. Bills, Jags, 49ers, Eagles, and the nightcap of Chargers at Patriots. Tomorrow's triple headers on the score starts at noon and continues throughout the day right here on the score and the Odyssey app. The other playoff games coming up here in a few minutes is Rams-Panthers. Now, we're not going to go through all the playoffs games. We're all Bears on the show. But the Rams are a good team to keep an eye on. They are probably the favorite with the Seahawks, but a lot of people love the Rams this year. Tomorrow, you got 49ers versus Eagles. I'm not sure who I want to win that game, assuming the Bears win tonight. 49ers, I don't know what I'm going to get out of their offense. That Eagles win by the Bears about a month and a half ago, that was a fantastic win. Didn't they run for like 281 yards on that team? Now, probably won't happen again, but I think, knock on wood, would like to face the Eagles. A lot coming up in this show. Much more on the Packers Bears. 6-7 score. I am Paul Pabst. We're joined by, coming up after the break, Chicago Bears defensive back and special teams ace Josh Blackwell. And an hour from now, Jim McMahon joins the show. Phones are open. Let's get to your calls. 312-644-6767. We're here all day for you. If you're driving in, you're going to Waldron Deck, the weather looks good over my shoulder, you're getting ready for your tailgate, call in. We're here for you all day, getting you set up for one of the great nights in Chicago sports history. We hope. That's a tailgate. 670 The Score.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back with more of The Tailgate with Paul Pabst.
I love football. Love it. Love it.
Saturdays on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
Back on The Tailgate, 670 The Score. I am Paul Pabst, getting you ready for Packers at Bears tonight. Less than 5 hours to kick off. Now, this is one of those things where you get to your calls. 312-644-6767. Also, Bears defensive back Josh Blackwell joins us in 3 minutes on the show. That'd be great. He's a special teams ace, number 39. I want to get to a couple things. If you're getting ready for the game tonight, you better be prepared. Like, if you're just going to make plans to pop into a bar and get a seat, you're not a professional. If you're hosting at your house and you don't have your chili ready and your beer ready and all that stuff, you better get it together. If you're going to another person's house, make sure you know their TV situation. If their TV is under 55 inches, you do not go to that house to watch Bears versus Packers. Not on my watch. Right, Studs? I mean, 55-inch minimum.
Oh, at least. Got to be at least 55.
At least 55, if not 75.
Especially, you know, depending on the crowd, you got to be able to see from all angles.
All angles. The less people, the better. I don't know what you're going to do there, but check on this. Now, Pro Football Focus, a great website, has breakdowns of everything. And they have different things like, they even have the referees for tonight. The group referees groups. Head referee Adrian Hill and his crew, they have the stats over the course of the season on what they call. Offensive holding and false starts, they call it at a 43% rate and compared to 38% in the NFL. That means this crew that's reffing the game tonight calls offensive holding at the number one rate in the entire NFL. So keep an eye on that story. They also call taunting and sportsmanlike penalties more than any other crew, and that's perfect for tonight's game. Let's take a few calls. Let's go to Jason in Dallas. Jason, what do you have for us?
Hey, Paul. How are you? Long-time caller, first-time listener.
Thank you, buddy.
It's good to hear your voice. I'm curious, Paulie. The Bears' defense scares me out of my mind. If we don't turn the ball over, we can't beat anybody, I don't think, or certainly stop anybody from scoring. We got lucky in the red zone a few times last time we played these guys. What are your thoughts? How do we stop these guys? And I'm trying to be optimistic, yeah. But if I'm optimistic, they'll lose. If I'm pessimistic, they got a shot.
Jason, I'm with you. I think a lot of people are trying to figure out a way that the Bears will get the defense right for tonight. It's hard to do that in a week, but if you look at who's back, if Jalen Johnson's more healthy than he was last week, if Kyler Gordon is more available, if Grady Jarrett's better than he was, if Austin Booker puts it together, it is all hands on deck, and I think we, the Bears, know what the other team does. Let's go to Reese in Yorkville. Reese, what do you have for us?
Hey, man, hope you guys are doing well. I am super excited for tonight's game. I am a little worried about our defense. What do you guys think of the Tyreek Stevenson situation?
I don't think we know what the Tyreek Stevenson situation is. Again, I always trust Mark Rohde when he comes in Thursdays, Fridays on the score, and he gives you kind of the breakdown of what's happening in the locker room. And he is not 100% sure of what the playing time is and why it's been less. But Nashawn Wright, Jalen Johnson, you have a lot of defensive backs. Can you have a lot of them playing at once? Who knows? All right, let's get to one of those. Now, like I said, we're waiting all day for this game. I find myself almost nervous and anxious waiting for this game, and I wish it would start playing. I can't imagine being a player, so let's ask one of them. Joining us now on the tailgate, he's had a huge year for the Bears special teams. He had the game-winning field goal block against the Raiders in Week 4. And, of course, the huge onside kick recovery Week 16 against Packers. He's number 39, Bears defensive back Josh Blackwell. Josh, before we get to the Packers offense and your special teams, do you like playing night games, or could it even be nerve-wracking? You're waiting all day, but would you rather get them going early, like a noon game?
Honestly, I don't like being in the hotel all day. That's what I love, playing night games. Don't get me wrong, but I just don't like being cooped up in the hotel all day.
So home is okay because you could be at your own place.
No, we stay at the hotel.
You stay at a hotel on home games as well.
Correct.
Oh man. So what is it? PlayStation 5, watching tape, eating. What are you doing?
Sleeping, watching TV, eating. I mean, you're just sitting there.
Yeah, you're just anxious all day waiting for the game. I know how it is, and I don't even play. All right, you guys have had three games. This will be your third game in 6 weeks against the Packers. You're watching tape all week as a defensive back with their offense. Do you tell yourself they're going to try new things? They're going to keep what we saw? How do you convince yourself what they're going
to
do?
I mean, for the most part, you know, offenses team tend to want to keep to what they know, right? But of course, they're going to have wrinkles, especially that we played them twice before. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you kind of go in every week with, you know, they've done this in the past. This is what other teams did with them. You know, this is what they like to do, but they're going to, you know, have a couple of, you know, A1A, 1B plays off of it. So, I mean, you go in with the idea that they're going to run their base plays with wrinkles and with, you know, extra plays, be it that it's a bigger game, you know, it's a playoff game. So they have really nothing to lose.
For those of us at home who look at the Packers offense and see, like, Jordan Love, we know all the players, but when you guys watch tape, how would you describe their offense to the fans?
I mean, I think it's they're an explosive offense. They like big plays. I think they operate off of big plays. They want the home run ball. I think they want to establish a run game. But I think they prioritize their passing game with Love in their deep receiving room. So, I mean, I think that they want the explosive play.
Do teams like the Packers set up the home run ball by short passes, runs, and wait for the opportunity, or could be at any time in the game?
I mean, yes. Obviously, you want to get it into a rhythm and then kind of dink and duck off of that. But, I mean, I feel like they'll try to take the home run ball first down, second down, or third down. I mean, they'll take it whenever it shows itself.
All right, the weather at Soldier Field on Saturday night, it's going to be cold, maybe a little snow. As a defensive back, would snow be a good thing or a bad thing compared from the defensive back to the wide receiver?
I think when elements present themselves, rain, sleet, snow, whatever it is, I feel like teams obviously want to get their running game going a little more. So I would say for the defensive back, it's like you would think they would throw the ball a little less, but I mean – with gloves and everything that's going on in today's game, I think it doesn't really change it much.
All right, Josh Blackwell, defensive back for the Bears. Great special teamer. You should be in the Pro Bowl. We're going to get to that in a second. But you've had some game-winning plays on special teams this year, the block kick versus the Raiders, the onside kick versus the Packers a few weeks ago that I want to get to. When we're at home watching that game, we see the onside kick. Our hopes are low. What is your assignment on the play on an onside kick?
Yeah, so for that, my job is to essentially kind of move behind the other four next to me, and I was just the ricochet player on the, so
you're waiting. I watched the tape again before this interview, and there's a few guys ahead who are, their job is to crack people and your job is to go for the ball.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly how it worked out, is exactly how it was drawn up. So it's like the first four guys just get in there, knock everybody as hard, like just move everybody, really hope for the ball to kind of hit off somebody, which it did. And then I'm just there to kind of clean it up. So
Dobbs, I'm watching the play, and he kind of backs up away from the ball instead of attacking it. Can you see that when you're running down full speed?
Yeah. Like, I see him kind of take a step back. I see it hit his hands, and then I see him kind of fumble it.
Yeah.
And then watching it back, I seen Hardy kind of hit the first guy off, and Noah Sewell kind of hit Romeo. And when he hit him, I just kind of saw the ball roll out and –
Yeah, just talking to me right now, your eyes got big. I'm sure you were that way.
Yeah, it was an incredible moment. Like,
okay, a couple more things, because this is really one of the plays of the season, no doubt. When you're at the bottom of the pile with 1,000 pounds on top of you, but you have the ball, it's the best feeling in the world, because you're the only one on earth that knows we have the ball.
So that's funny. Elijah Hicks was we were face to face. Me and him knew, but I don't think it meant, yeah.
So you and Elijah are face to face. Are you like laughing?
Yeah, I mean, it was like, this is crazy. Like, this is the epitome of our entire season. You know what I mean? Like, just play after play and just rallying at the end to make it happen. And
you keep
like,
the ball? Did you keep the, I didn't see when you ran out the field. Did you keep the ball?
No, I tossed it back to one of our equipment guys. I don't know. They might give it to me. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, they got to get that for you. Josh Blackwell, Bears defensive back, number 39, Aduki joining us now. Let's get to Saturday night. What are you expecting? What are the defensive backs expecting in the first half, first quarter from that Packer offense?
The same thing. They're going to try to get to their, you know, their playmakers. They're going to try to establish the run game. And they're going to try to, you know, make the home run plays when they happen. So we have a good game plan going in, and we're confident in it. And we'll see how it shakes up.
Now, you're also not just on special teams covering kicks and punts and all that stuff, but you're one of the guys who returns kicks. Duvernay and yourself, you split time there. Who makes the call when the ball's in the air, and where does that land for you guys to say we're going or not going?
So really it's just who they kick it to. Like, really, if they kick it left or they kick it right, whoever was on that side is who has the ball. And then, yeah, we in terms of who's like, if we're taking it out or just keeping it in, yeah, our communication is just stay or nothing. So,
just when 60,000 people are yelling, you turn to him, stay.
Yeah.
You were at Soldier Field again, the Packers, a couple weeks ago, and that atmosphere, watching on TV, seemed as loud and as boisterous as I've ever seen it. Can you picture it that it's going to be bigger and better on Saturday night?
Absolutely. I mean, the stakes were big for that game, like the number one seed in the North, you know what I mean? But this one's even bigger, you know what I mean? It's a playoff game. Bears' first playoff game since I was a sophomore in high school. So, yeah, I mean, it's big. And I think it's against the Packers too. So, I mean,
big as it gets.
As big as it gets.
Before you get you out of here, I do want to ask about Ben Johnson taking the shirt off a couple of weeks ago. It looked like Coach has been in the gym a little bit the past probably few months prepping for this. Has he been throwing some weight around?
He probably has. I don't doubt it.
So I say he looked pretty good. All right. Thanks a lot for joining the show. Good luck versus the Packers.
I appreciate it, Paul.
That was Bears defensive back Josh Blackwell. And what a season he's had. He did not make the Pro Bowl, which is absolutely nuts, because you basically literally single-handedly, win two games for your team. Go back to that Raiders game. That game was over. One finger on that ball blocks the kick. That's a win. That comeback in week 16 against the Packers. You know, onside kicks in the NFL are down to under 8% recovery rate. They make the onside kick, so it really can't happen. Hopefully you don't have to do another one tonight, but it's one of those plays that just doesn't happen. Josh Blackwell did it. Thanks for the Bears for providing him. This is Tailgate 6-7 The Score. I'm Paul Papst. About 40 minutes from now, Super Bowl champion Jim McMahon will join the show. Let's go to the phones. We got Woody in DeKalb. Nice name. Woody, what do you have for me?
Hey, Paulie, it's Woody.
What's up, tough guy? What do you got?
Hey, just getting ready. Like you said, anxious, walking around all day today, just nervous, wanting to bring it home. All my in-laws, all my grandkids are all Packer fans. So this is bigger than anything.
Whoa. Time out, Wood. Now, you are a lifelong Bears fan?
I can remember you and I sitting in Carbondale talking about the Bears and Walter Payton and all that stuff.
I'm familiar with this, Woody. Now, Woody, you grew up a Bears fan, and your in-laws are Packers fans. Did you know that before the nuptials?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's a...
And I told them, no matter what, I will never, ever root for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I respect that. I think everyone listening respects that. How tough is it on a night like tonight? Where will you be? Will there be in-laws there?
Actually, no one will be there. My wife will be in the room, and I will be out in my living room. And my dog will probably be hiding because he doesn't like to be around.
Yeah, the dog has not chosen a team yet, right?
No, he's a Bear fan.
Oh, good. Good for him. Well, good luck with that. I love separate rooms. You don't want any problems. You just go to your own place. You watch the Bears. She watches the Packers. Move on with your life. Is that what's going on?
Exactly. A lot of texting back and forth. And then probably my grandson will be calling and yelling at me, telling me the Bears still suck.
Thanks a lot, Wood.
Take care.
Take care, buddy. 312-644-6767. If you're having issues before tonight's game with your tailgate, with your family, call in. We're here for you, right, Studs? We'll help you through this.
We can be emotional support.
Emotional support. That's what we're here for. Hey, check this out. The Super Bowl contest for the score. Are you a local business owner or employee? How'd you like to have your commercial air during the Super Bowl 60 right here on the score? Here's your chance. We brought back the big score big for your business contest. You could enter to win a 30-second ad. Wow. Super Bowl commercial on the Score's broadcast of Super Bowl 60 from Westwood One. Go to 670thescore.com/contest. You could do it live broadcast for your brand. Enter now with more details. Deadline to enter is January 18th. Score big for your business. Sponsored by People's Bank, where banking keeps you moving forward. Member FDIC. Some bonus coverage before we take a break is the Bears got three All-Pros today. Joe Tooney, the offensive lineman, All-Pro. He's been there before. Kevin Byard, what a monster season at safety for him with all the takeaways. All-Pro. Second-team All-Pro is Darnell Wright. I think everyone knows this, but just to clarify, making the Pro Bowl is nice. It's real nice. Becoming an All-Pro means you're the best at your position in the NFC or AFC. And making the All-Pro is the biggie. You get bonuses, you get everything, but that means you've done it. And to bring in Joe Tooney and him be an All-Pro in his first year, that's absolutely fantastic. We'll take more of your calls next. 312-644-6767. Three and out, more of your calls. And 30 minutes from now, Bears Super Bowl champion Jim McMahon joins the show. Stay right here. This is the Tailgate. 670 The Score.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt.
Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back with more of The Tailgate with Paul Pabst.
Hey, this place is really something else, huh? Hey, someday I'm going to come out of that tunnel and I'm going to run onto this field.
Well, it ain't going to be this day.
I'm here to play football for the Irish.
Coach Parsi didn't know about it.
Here come the Irish.
Saturdays on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
Back on The Score, 670. I'm Paul Pabst, hosting today, getting you ready for the Bears on the pregame show. The pregame show after us. We'll get you set up for that. Jim McMahon, the former Bears great quarterback, will join us in about 30 minutes. That's going to be a lot of fun. Soldier Field's going to be absolutely rocking tonight. Like, that Week 16 game, I'm sitting at home in my man cave, and I could feel it. I could see it. I could sense it, the loudness of the crowd. I know some players kind of challenged the crowd the week before, and they came through. I can't imagine what tonight's going to be like. I was at the airport. I was at O'Hare, and I got in yesterday, and there was tons of people with Bears gear on. A couple of people with Packers fans, but tons of people flying in for this game. And I talked to a few people, including myself. I'm not going to the game, but I wanted to be here for the atmosphere. I want to be here for this, the show, but also to go to a pub with friends. And it's going to be a fantastic night. Let's take a call or two. Maddie and Berman. Berwin, what do you have for us, Maddie?
With you about this, this city has become alive with the Bears. And regardless of tonight's outcome, you know, we already won. It's Ben Johnson's first year, and we've made it this far. You know, everywhere you go, everybody has their Bears gear. We're all on the same vibe. They're dabbing you up. Ashton Kutcher's talking about us everywhere he goes. Yeah, the city of Chicago has come alive.
Well, Maddie, I think that's a really good point, because no matter what happens tonight, the Bears fans and the city of Chicago has won. If you look where the team and the city's morale was around this team a year ago, I think it was just less than a year ago, maybe just less than a year ago. So a year ago, they were coachless. They were trying to get Ben Johnson. They didn't have him yet. I think it was a week ago from now. And the Eberflus era, all those embarrassing losses, it was ugly. It was messy. You had a lot of nice players on that team, but you didn't have Ben Johnson yet. And ever since then, it's been shot out of a cannon. Studs, who's this on the line here? Who's this?
Somebody named Danny Parkins.
look at this. Danny Parkins, FS1 host, Score alum. Are you calling Parkins from the tailgate as of right now? Are you our man in the field?
Yeah, I'm your man in the field. The city is electric. I've stepped away. But, you know, 1 to 3 beers have been consumed.
Yes.
So I'm still absolutely FCC regulated. It's not a problem. And yeah, I flew in this morning. So like you, I needed to be in the city limits. But unlike you, I had to be there.
Yeah.
So I have my best Bears robe, and I will be right behind the Bears bench.
It's Danny Parkins.
Freezing my ass off, but it's going to be good.
Danny Parkins joining us on the tailgate, 6-7 the score. I'm Paul Pabst. Danny, you and I were texting during the week, and we were both in that mode. Once the Bears found out they were getting the Packers in the playoffs, we were like, we got to be here. We have to start looking for plane tickets. It feels like so much more than a normal playoff game. Is that how you're feeling?
I would rather be at this game than be at an NFC championship game.
Yeah.
I don't think that's hyperbole.
I agree with you.
I think this is the biggest sporting event in Chicago since Game 5 of the 2016 World Series. It's obviously the biggest Bears game since the NFC Championship game in 2010. To me, this is a Saturday night. It was crazy that this was not a Sunday game, but when it was Saturday, and it's like, okay, I could fly in, be back, not miss any of the Sunday games, not have it interfere with work on Monday, just like the standalone atmosphere, Bears-Packers, only the third playoff meeting out of 213 total meetings between the teams. I just felt pulled to be at the game.
Did you find yourself this morning as a Bears guy, a longtime Bears guy like myself, that you're almost just counting down the hours and you're anxious and nervous and you start like playing the game in your head before it even starts?
Yeah, right. Like, how many yards per carry are they going to get on their first drive? And is that going to be indicative of what's going to happen the rest of the game? Yeah, there's definitely a nervous energy of, like, am I too emotionally wrapped up in this? And how miserable is the walk out of Soldier Field going to be when I'm freezing and have to wake up at 5:30 in the morning to catch my flight the next day? Like, it's all worth it. And I, like, basically could fly to New York by myself if they win. And it's just going to be a massive hangover if they lose. So that is there. But right now, like, the anticipation and the buzz is just so great that, listen, man, big games are the best.
Yeah.
There's just some, it's like, oh, you were at this. Like, it's not even a sporting event.
It's worth the risk. The risk is the pain that could happen. Like you said, that I think you and I are on the same flight back to the East Coast tomorrow, and we could be either hugging or, you know, consoling. And it's worth the risk, because if you bought the ticket and you spent it, you'll never be mad at yourself for going to this one.
No chance. Well, that's, if we're on the same flight back, I mean, you saw me on that flight back out of New Orleans.
I did.
That was a rough one for me. I was in rough shape.
I will take it aside. I will take it aside here. Danny Parkins on the score here. Paul Pabst on the tailgate. I saw Danny Parkins. He was under the weather. Now, it was not a tailgate worthy. You know, it wasn't from a tailgate. He actually had the flu. And you and I had never met before. And we're getting ready to get the same flight from New Orleans back to the Super Bowl. And I walked up to you and I'm like, how you doing? And you turned to me like, not good.
Yeah. That was an Oysters situation.
Oh.
That was an Oysters New Orleans situation. And then it turned into the flu, and it was a disaster.
You're a tripper.
But this is an event. It's not even a sporting event. It's just an event.
A Chicago event.
And so, yeah.
Now,
a Chicago event, absolutely.
Now, Danny, you work on FS1, and you now cover the entire league more so than you did when you worked here at the Score. Do you notice that people in national media, not just FS1, but everywhere, they don't really believe in the Bears? They like the Bears story and the coverage, and there's a lot of tentacles there for coverage, but they don't believe in the Bears as a contender for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, of course. And I think that there's football reasons for that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're an underdog today at home as the 2 seed, right? The defense is not good. The fourth quarter comebacks feel unsustainable. So I think there's a lot of reasons why, if you are not as dialed in and connected to this team, where you would doubt them. And frankly, even if you are connected to this team,
you
can be rational for a moment.
Yeah.
This is a flawed team. But so are the Packers, and the one seed is quarterbacked by Sam Darnold. Like, the other one seed is quarterbacked by Bo Nix. Like,
yeah.
all of these teams are flawed.
Yeah,
so why not the Bears?
It does feel like there's no runway models in this show. It's all a bunch of mishmash. All right, before we let you go, Danny Parkins joining us on the tailgate. You're at the tailgate right now. Set the scene. What's the sausage situation? The onions, the beer. What are we looking at?
Well, I mean, you're on it. I don't know what else you need other than sausage,
yep,
onion, beers. And some of these people are drinking seltzers, which, you know, come on. Step it up. What is this, a high school tailgate?
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, there's definitely bourbon. The hot chocolate is spiked.
Oh.
The sausages are there. The Polishes, the whole thing. And then it's also just fun when, like, the occasional Packer fan is there and you just start heckling them immediately.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like that it's a road game for them in the stadium and at the tailgate. It's beautiful.
You've been there before. I've been there before at Waldron Deck for Packers Bears games. It never feels like it's going to get to a fight. It's like you could yell stuff at Packers fans, they yell stuff back, and then you kind of go your separate ways. It feels like a hate without the physical violence part of the rivalry.
Yeah, but now you jinxed it.
Oh, no.
Now someone's going to go. Now someone's definitely going viral and going to be thrown four rows down in tonight's game. But no, you're right. It's not Philly.
Yeah.
Right. This isn't Philly or New York. We're Midwest nice with our hatred of the Packers.
Brother, I'm glad you came in town. I know you're going to be front row. We're going to play a little game. If you could spot Danny Parkins in his robe, send it to me. I love what you're wearing tonight. Please wear a hat. Thanks for calling into the show.
Hey, Paul, anything for you, man. I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Love you, bro. Talk to you soon. That's nice. Danny Parkins, FS1 Score alum. He's at the tailgate. He texts me because I'm at the tailgate. I should call him. I'm like, get on the line. Everyone else can. Let's join the 312-644-6767. We get one more call here. Let's see. Cam in Lincoln Park. Cam, what do you have for us? Oh, we lost Cam in Lincoln Park. He's probably getting ready to get some drinks in him. All right. One thing, Studs, before I go, I want to kind of play out the game in my head. I've been doing it all day. I'm going to put you on the spot here. Let's say the Bears win tonight. Hypothetical. Bears win
24-21 in a shootout, in a battle. Who would you think would be the MVP for the offense and the defense? I'm going to let you go first. I'll go second. I know I just put you on the spot.
Well, I would say for offense, probably Caleb.
Right.
And on defense, 21 points. I'm going to go, tough. You know what? I'm going to go Kyler Gordon.
Kyler Gordon.
I think he's going to have a game today.
That would be fantastic. If he plays 20 plays or 25 plays, and you know he's such a great player, and he's kind of out of the national consciousness now. Even Kevin Byard and Brisker, they don't get a lot of national coverage. All right, my pregame MVPs before the game's even been played, I'm going to go Luther Burden. And I know all the offensive players are back, but Luther Burden the past 3 or 4 weeks has become a focal point. And I think he's not exactly Tyreek Hill, but he is tough to deal with. And I think the Packers defensive backs are going to have a tough time with him. He's earned a lot of reps. He's earned a lot of targets. He should have a great game tonight. My defensive MVP before the game's even played, I'm sticking with Austin Booker. He made a bit of a name for himself, maybe good and bad, in the last game against the Packers. I thought that hit was fine. Those hits happen. I don't think it was neither targeting, nor did he ease up on the guy. It was somewhere in between. Those hits happen.
Don't duck your head, Jordan.
Don't duck your head. Defense shouldn't duck their head either, but like sometimes those happen. When a 280-pound guy is flying at you, he can't maneuver himself to be friendly on every time.
It's one of those plays that it is a penalty, but it wasn't vicious.
Exactly. J.J. Watt, the great defensive end, he tweeted out saying, those things happen. You can't, you know, how many times do you get to hit the quarterback? Austin Booker's had a frustrating career. He's just starting to hit his stride. How many times does he get to hit Jordan Love in front of 65,000 at Soldier Field? He's probably not thinking to himself, how do I protect this quarterback as I finally get to him? No. Now, if he was 8-9 years in the league, he may have. So I think Austin Booker is my MVP before the game is even played. We got a lot more to get to, a lot more coming up. Jim McMahon will be joining us in 20 minutes, the former Bears quarterback. He just got off the golf course, no shoes, just talked to him. And your calls, 312-644-6767. We're going to get you right up to kickoff. Coming up, when is the next show? Oh, yeah. Before Chicago takes on Green Bay, tune in 4 to 6:45 for the pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully get you set for the wild card matchup. Then immediately following the game, instant reaction on the TimberTech decking and railing postgame show. All of it can be heard here on The Score and the Odyssey app. All right, let's get to it. We got to take a break. Coming up, your calls, more on the Bears rivalry, and the MVP of the Bears season off the field. Jim McMahon a little bit. This is a tailgate, 670 The Score.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.